Hey, everybody. My name is Will Gluck. I'm the director of the movie.
And my name is Emma Stone, and I'm in it for a couple of scenes.
Emma is the star of this movie, this motion picture.
Ooh.
And we're going to give you the commentary.
You're welcome.
So if you're watching this movie in the commentary...
Why?
You're in for a big treat. You're in for a big treat. First, you should re-examine your life. And then...
First, you should take a deep breath, turn off the TV... And turn this commentary off because it's so obnoxious and you can't really hear the lines.
Right. So here's Ojai, California. We filmed this movie in the town of Ojai, and this is their high school called Nordoff High School.
And everyone's being very careful to avoid the names sitting in the middle of the grass.
That's right. That's right. Took a long time to make sure the extras didn't step on the names. Invisible to the opposite sex. If Google Earth, the one cool thing about this is that this movie, because it was filmed in the small town of Ojai, almost all of the extras actually live in Ojai and went to the high school, which is kind of cool. Instead of having extras kind of come in from all over, they actually go to this high school. Except for that man in the sweatshirt right there. He's actually our stunt coordinator, Bobby King. He's about 50.
Is that true? That was Bobby King?
That's Bobby C. King.
To watch the skateboarders?
That's right. Safety first.
Nice.
And this is, we wanted someone to look like that we thought might be the voice coming out, but it's someone we found there. Swear to tell the
truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. This is going great so far,
Will. So far, it's going great.
You're really informative.
As you can tell, actors need lines, so... So this is Emma. There she is.
Hey, everybody. That's what I look like sometimes.
We shot all the webcam stuff in one day. Right, Em?
That is not false.
We had a 14-hour day of her staring at a camera, doing every single... webcam and narration for the entire movie.
And every once in a while I would go, oh,
yes.
And have to walk around outside.
It was a long time sitting in that chair.
Straight down the barrel.
Straight down the barrel. That's movie terminology for right down the barrel. Which means right at the camera.
Oh, you and
hey,
your jokes.
There's Ali Mashaka. And
hey, Ali Mashaka and Thomas Hayden Church.
Thomas Hayden Church. Thomas plays the teacher and Ali plays M's friend, Rhiannon.
Rhiannon, Olive, go hit the books. They don't hit back. Also,
this is also Ojai. What was interesting about this scene?
Is that a serious question?
Mm-hmm. This was,
Well, I mean, I guess it was exciting because it was Thomas Hayden Church's first scene.
It was Thomas Hayden Church's first scene.
Still his favorite student.
You know, these are bad for you. Lisa, unwanted pregnancy, all sorts of things. Huh? Mismatched tires on your vehicle, which is non-existent.
Thomas did a lot of things differently every time, and M's not the best at keeping a straight face when Thomas does
different
things.
The worst at keeping a straight face.
That's right. And here's downtown Ojai.
Beautiful downtown Ojai.
And I believe M, during in between takes, you went into that store right there, remember? And you bought all the stuff for your new apartment.
I bought a bunch of mason jars.
That's right, for her new apartment.
That I use to this day. I moved to New York right after we shot this movie.
That's right. And what do you put in the mason jars?
My toothbrush and toothpaste in one in my bathroom.
Right, and you keep all your urine, right? On one of them,
I keep
right?
all my urine on a shelf.
Right.
Just a little Howard Hughes
right.
influence in my life.
So the entire, one of your tired rooms is filled with mason jars filled with urine.
That's absolutely right. That's right. Why I got a two-bedroom.
That's right. Full of urine.
There's also a guest bed, so.
Right, but not many people want to sleep in that room. Hey, these are Rhiannon's parents who are playing the naked couple. This was actually the first day we started shooting. And there's a horse in the background. And I remember the big discussion on this night was how to get her hair to cover her breast.
Yeah, there's a bunch of sticky tape.
A lot of sticky
double
tape.
Double stick.
It's funny, a lot of the crew members had different solutions to that whenever there's talk of how to cover a woman's naked breast. A lot of suggestions.
Go get your chocolate milk. You want one?
No.
And here's how I really spent the weekend.
And this is a... This was pocket full of sunshine card.
I don't even want to say it. I don't even want to say what I'm thinking right now.
Oh, what are you going to say? What? You can't point. People don't know when you're pointing.
Yeah, but I'm not. But I don't want to say it out loud because I don't want this eternally on the DVD commentary.
This is riveting for people at home not knowing what she's talking
exactly, about. Exactly. But see, I'm mysterious. That's what you guys don't realize.
So do you remember like 2 years before this movie came out, there was an article, there's a advertisement in a magazine that had the song in it. I remember opening it up and I remember saying, God, this is a terrible song. And for the whole week that we had that magazine, we must listen to it 1,000 times.
Yeah, oh yeah. And then it really genuinely does get stuck in your head.
And we every time we when we shot this whole series, we had to play the song out loud.
Right.
And I remember by the end of the by the end of the day, the entire crew was singing that song for like the next week.
Yeah, it's the perfect song.
And the cool thing is that Natasha Bedingfield herself tweeted how cool this scene was.
Yeah.
And at the shot that was really funny, which I thought was cool that she was into it.
She's a pretty classy broad.
Classy lady. I take everything back. That M said about her.
I can see my mic belt.
You can?
Yeah, you see that?
Where? Oh, yeah.
There's
look,
a little crease in my
right.
shirt. That's my mic belt.
That's cool. It's her mic belt.
So pretty much constantly while shooting, we are wearing mics on our bodies. And a lot of my shirts were pretty tight, so keep an eye out for my mic belt.
That's good. We should always, let's try to pick the mic belts out.
Yeah.
The other thing we should play
during, IMDb goofs.
During this commentary is that we tried to put in oranges in almost every single scene of the movie because I wanted it as a motif because I didn't go to film school, so I figured I had to try to do something cool looking. So it's
such an artist, Will.
It seems like I'm smart. I know what I'm talking about. So in every scene, there's baskets of oranges in almost every, in practically every scene of the movie, right?
Which is incredibly noticeable to me, and Will and I made a bet that someone's going to call out the oranges. By the time this DVD commentary is out, we'll know.
That's right. See if you can count how many scenes have oranges in them, and if you count and you see Emma, go up to her, stop her. I don't care what she's doing. Just run up to him.
You know what? You don't have to, though. You don't have to. Don't feel obligated.
And here we got to, this is the scene where M talks about her first lie about saying that she had sex when she really didn't.
The first time I had sort of felt superior to Ree. But I just started piling on lie after lie. It was like setting up Jenga.
Do you know like Glade candles? Those kind, but they were like sexy Glade candles.
He was sweet.
Of course.
What the hell are you looking at, Sister Christian?
Just a couple of admitted whores.
Ooh, it's a nasty word.
Flick, flick,
Mary
flick.
Ann Bryant is the secretary of the student
That's right. And here's the first time we see Amanda Bynes.
Handing out flyers.
Handing out flyers. And the guy to the right who's playing the guitar, we needed someone to play guitar. And we just picked an extra out of the crowd who said he could play guitar. We taught him the song. He sang it. And he got his Screen Actors Guild card.
That is so cool.
That day because of it. It's pretty cool, yeah.
Wow, that's great.
That's right. This is Penn Badgley. The great Penn Badgley.
Who painted blue.
Painted blue, who plays Woodchuck Todd. And this also is the scene where Penn fell down one time, remember? He fell down. He slipped on the piece of paper.
Oh, yeah, but he was so good about it.
Yeah, and everyone went, oh, my God. And he jumped right back up.
Laughing.
Cool. That's right.
The Woodchucks! Woodchucks! Hey, hey, hey! Hey, hey, hey! Hey, hey, hey! Woo! Hey!
I liked Todd much better when he was topless.
Yeah, but even dressed as a woodchuck, I still fantasize about him.
Now, Marianne had a new cause celeb.
Me.
Which brings us to part two. The accelerated velocity of terminological inexactitude.
Which is really just my obnoxious way of saying
it. And this is the first rumor shot, which was, it all looks like it's one shot as the rumor goes through the high school. But it's actually three different shots put together. But this took a long time to shoot. This is one of the times that you actually have a little break from this movie when we were shooting this.
Yeah, it's true.
This took about 5 hours to shoot this little teeny rumor scene.
And it ended up looking pretty cool. Don't take that as a compliment.
I won't. It was an accident, a happy accident. This whole movie was a happy accident.
Yeah, no kidding.
And it comes all the way back. This is all in the high school. Here's one thing about the high school, Remember the name of the high school?
Nordoff.
Right, and we kept the N.
And changed it to North
That's
Ohio.
Right. Exactly. So we kept the, so that was a way of saving some money. And we put all that money in handbags.
Yeah, I'm fine, thank you.
Great, great observation,
that's
Will.
That's Mahaley, who played Nina. Nicely done.
What you heard in the bathroom the other day wasn't true at all. It's actually a funny story.
And then we changed your hair color for this movie, didn't we? A little bit redder, didn't we?
Yeah, it's kind of funny. I think I've always had red hair.
That is funny.
In movies, but they change the shade every time, and they always give it a name.
What's the shade called?
Like sun-kissed California blonde.
Oh, really?
Or, you know, red-ish blonde.
What is the name of this movie?
This one, I think, was like true red.
True red. True red.
Looks like it grew out of my head that way.
Does look good.
You've made your bed. I just hope for your sake that you've cleaned the sheets.
Amanda Bynes giving you what for?
Did I just get saved?
And this is now we're going to, the music is, we're pretty happy with the music in this movie, and a lot has to do because of our music supervisor, Wendy Crowley, who I've worked with for many years, who finds really cool music.
It was back in eighth grade when all I wanted was a kiss from this guy I'd always had a crush on. Todd and I were thrown together in 7 minutes of heaven. Luckily, we had a super romantic song from our youth to set the mood.
I think this is the part where you're supposed to stick your tongue in my mouth.
This is supposed to be me, you guys.
That's right. That's a young Emma. And we actually colored her hair in the movie because her hair was not that color. We made it true red in editing. We made the hair red, which was actually hard.
Really?
It's really hard to color hair because the frame is, you can see there's a lot of different hair lines coming up and they can only color the hair.
We've got different color eyes.
You do? Well, I think when you're 13, you change. Don't you change your eye color about 13, 14?
Yeah, I think that's the age. You go through puberty and your eye color completely drastically changes.
First you go through puberty, then your eye colors change, right?
Right.
And your voice drops.
My voice.
Your voice dropped at age one.
My voice dropped at age one. Guy I've never talked to before. Thanks for asking. It's only gotten higher. All I could think
to myself was... Right. Now we're about to go to meet your parents. Who plays your parents, Em?
Patricia Clark's... I was about to say Tucci and Clarkson at the same time. Clarkshe. Patricia Clarkson and Stanley Tucci play my parents, and they are fantastic.
They're great, as always.
Slit my throat rather than say something to someone that you didn't want me to say.
That's not necessary, Dad, but that is comforting.
That's how I am. That's how I roll. That's how I do, as they say.
I like the pants.
Thank you. They're Costco. You can have them when you get a little taller if you want.
I'm never going to cold.
And this was another, the other fun thing about you in Ojai. This is another house right in the middle of Ojai. And they, the family watched the filming. They were very excited. This is their house. This is when we find out that Chip was adopted. And Stanley and Patty are actually very good old friends, which made this kind of fun to play with. Because they play off each other very well. There's some oranges. See them, Em?
Yeah, I see the oranges. I always see the oranges.
Oranges. Oranges.
Oranges.
Oranges.
How do you say it? Orange?
Orange.
Orange?
Orange. And orange. And Ojai is like the leading exporter of oranges in the area? I don't know. Something to do with oranges.
You really know so much about Ojai, Will.
They have an orange called the Orange Pixie. You
couldn't find me if I was dressed up as a 10-story building. Well, the next day, it could find me if I was dressed as a crack on a sidewalk. That's the beauty of being a girl in high school. People hear you had sex once, and bam, you're a bimbo. I really didn't mean for the lie to put me on the map.
It's cool, all these extras. I kind of liked being on the map. Because they're all the kids. And here's Thomas Hayden Church talking about the Scarlet Letter.
Even I had trouble with him. I read him originally when I was
This was Thomas making up... we wrote him a rap, but when you give Thomas some lines, it's pretty much a departure point. So it keeps everybody on their toes. He's so great. But everyone, no one kind of knew what was going to happen. Here's his rap. He went on for like 2 hours during this. You couldn't keep a straight face. This was the time.
I could not keep a straight face at all.
With him, he's very dry. Orange.
Ironically, we were studying the Scarlet Letter.
So ridiculous. Everybody just loves oranges in Ohio.
They love oranges.
Reading class always seemed to have some strong connection with whatever angsty adolescent drama is going on. Except for Huckleberry Finn. Because I don't know any teenage...
We shot this... People like to know this. We did not shoot this movie on film. Did you know that? For those of you who we did not shoot this movie. We shot this movie on Genesis. Here's all you
need to know. Sony Genesis.
Panavision Genesis.
Panavision Genesis. Is besmirched and made to wear... Sony does a lot of Genesis.
Right.
I think my first movie... I ever
Superbad.
Shot. Yeah, I was on Genesis.
And the reason why, let's film nerd out for a second, okay, Ham?
Here we go.
The reason why people like to shoot on Genesis sometimes, like me sometimes, is because you can let the camera roll forever and you never have to cut.
And so, the editing process is pretty swift.
The editing process is swift. You don't have to do anything to the film. But so in a lot of the scenes, we literally let the camera roll for 25 minutes and just didn't cut at all.
Which is great because it kind of keeps you in the...
Right.
And keeps you in it.
And you can keep kind of yelling out, try this, try that. While film, you have to keep stopping because it's really expensive.
Right.
And it looks exactly the same now.
I wouldn't say that.
No, I think after you digitally image it, it looks the same. Right, Em? I think Em just rethought that. Does it look the same?
I'm just staring at Will for everyone who can't see us right now.
But it's actually fun to work with.
Not my best line, but it was provocative enough to land me in the principal's office.
This was the high school, the real guidance office. Someone who went to the high school worked on this movie coincidentally in post, and they said that when he saw this scene, he got chills because he remembers sitting outside the principal's office.
Practicing the mundane activities, she'll be saddled with the rest of her pathetic life.
I just hope for your sake you at least had the good sense to use protection.
Why? Your parents didn't.
Amanda played the mean girl for the first time, right? I think this is the first time she played kind of the mean girl in this movie. And here's Dan Bird, who plays Brandon. He's a great actor. Right? There he is.
Yeah, Dan Bird is fantastic.
With the blood, because she just got punched. And there's...
Malcolm McDowell.
Right. Who actually lives in Ojai. Which was, he said, was the easiest commute he's ever had to.
I was so excited to work with
this
Malcolm.
This is a fun scene.
Completely misbehavioral.
This is foul.
I know. I'm really, really sorry.
Sorry you said it, or sorry you...
Em worked with a lot of great actors in this movie.
Yeah, I was pretty lucky on this one. I was there the entire time, but people would come and go
and
throughout the shooting process. And it was, you know, everyone that came in was just so great.
And they were spaced out, too, so you had a different kind of great actor every week. It was really good.
Yeah, it was really cool.
And students are partners in learning. And there's a fundraising auction at the end of the year where the more creative parents put on musical skits about the community garden. This is public school. If I can keep the girls off the pole and the boys off the pipe.
Malcolm had a lot of funny stories. He's a lot of funny stories. This was the... I remember having to give a note to Malcolm during this. This is a very tiny, tiny set. And there's, you know, you can't see it, but there's like 30 crew right outside the frame.
Yeah, it's just a little room.
And I remember he was regaling the crew with stories, and I went in there. I just wanted to give him a little note. And I said, you know, at the end of this, Malcolm, instead of going down, why don't you try going up? And everyone was watching. Because I'm an idiot. And he looks at me, and he goes... You know, Will, there are two different ways to say things. And I said, and everyone was staring at me. And I said, oh, yeah, I know, but why don't you just try it that way? And he goes, I will try it. Oh, and I went outside and I pissed my pants.
Oh, God, he's amazing. By the way, everyone, that is Will Gluck's most famous direction. Why don't you try going up at the end instead of down?
That's right. It's true, isn't it?
It is. It is your most...
That's right.
But at the end of the... At the end of the movie, and you will understand this by watching. I'm assuming you've seen the movie before and you're not watching it for the first time with commentary. Because what?
That'd be weird.
What the hell is wrong with you? But there is a Jenga reference in the movie. And so at the end, we all wrote little notes on Jenga blocks to give to Will as a gift as the cast and crew. And I believe it was Penn who wrote, what did he write?
I said, I'm going up.
I'm going up.
And then he put some profanity. I think.
And then a little bit of profanity.
Because people tend to finish their sentences and then go like this. They go, I think, how's it going? And I just wanted to be heard. Call me.
Yeah, but that's how humans talk. So instead of making... instead of making a movie that's true to life, Will wants to make a movie that goes up at the end.
Well, if people want true to life, they'll stay home. Why go to the movies? They'll stay home and eat crackers. That's why they go to the movies. Back at your house.
Stay home and eat crackers if you want true to life.
That's right. That's the promotion for this movie. Put your crackers away.
And there's the rub.
C-E-Z-A.
And there's the rub for me.
This is also a scene where you ate, like, everyone ate, like, 10 plates of food during this. Remember this?
I don't know. I might be the only one, but I love eating scenes.
Because like eating.
Well, we can see that.
Oh, yeah, right. Why do you like eating scenes?
I don't know. It's just it's fun for me. A lot of people hate it, though. You'll notice a lot of times in eating scenes, nobody really touches their food because you have to do it all day, a million different angles. You really have to commit to eating all day. And I am glad to.
And that was real salmon, too. It wasn't like that's, some people ask, is that that's the real food, right? That time,
yeah.
That wasn't
yeah.
like fake food, right?
No, yeah, that's real food.
It was salmon. And, yeah.
That's not real wine, though, I don't think.
It is real wine.
Is it?
Yeah. No, but the I can't remember if that was real wine. I know that's the Casa Barranca Winery, which mm-hmm. is locally in Ojai. It's very good wine.
Usually when there's alcohol in movies, it's, you know, something that looks like the alcohol, right. but not real alcohol.
And usually juice is usually alcohol in real movies.
Right, exactly. Right.
So for the kid, it's like all, you know, tweaked out on.
That's what's happening with Chip back there.
Right.
What's that? Twit.
That's an A, honey.
And it's a word that'll get you sent to the principal's office.
It's a bad word. Sit down.
I guess we're lucky that this is not a common occurrence.
What would my punishment have been otherwise?
Bed without supper, I guess.
But I'm already finished. No dating.
Yeah,
no
dating.
No dating.
No dating for you, young lady.
Oh, I think my complete lack of allure already kind of shot that horse in the face. I wouldn't know how to be grounded any more than you know how to ground.
That's right. Love you. Come here. And I bet that girl was acting like exactly what you called her.
Oh, you have no idea.
I got a B+ on my spelling test today.
That's good, honey, but everything has spell check these days, so. Just kidding.
Where are you from originally?
So, the next day I had detention, which, thanks to recent budget cuts, meant cleaning. I was looking forward to getting all this behind me. I had done the crime, I was gonna do the time. And that would be that with that.
Aren't there, like, child labor laws against this?
Not in high school. The principal's like the captain of the ship in international waters. He can even marry people. We haven't talked in a while. How have you been, Brandon?
Fabulous. I'm crushing it. Everything according to plan. I want to be in detention!
Yeah, why are you here? Judging from the amount of blood I saw gushing out of your nose, I thought you were the bullied.
You'd think, but Principal Gibbons is a homophobe, which is why I called him a fascist.
So the rumors are true.
I don't know what you're talking about.
This is a cool scene, the empty gym. I like the way this looked.
Yeah.
And the tennis court. This is an overcast day, which is kind of a bummer. This is the one day that the weather didn't really cooperate. And it's also very early in the morning. It didn't, this is so boring. But the clouds didn't burn off until noon. I just bored myself to sleep.
I'm sorry, but where are we?
You're in the bathroom.
No, I meant...
I know. We're in the bathroom. We're actually doing this commentary in the bathroom.
I'm in the one stall and Will is in the other.
I know a lot of people, when they listen to these commentaries, they don't know where the people doing these commentaries are. So let's set the picture. Where are we now?
We're in a place called Margarita Mix.
Right.
In Los Angeles, California.
Los Angeles, California.
Should we say the date?
It's Thursday, June.
It's Thursday, June 10th.
Nope. June. It's 10th? It's
yep.
the 10th. I've got to go.
Thursday,
I'm late.
June 10th, 2010.
6-10-10. That's right.
6-10-10.
And we're deep in Hollywood, very close to where the transgender prostitutes sell their business.
And we are footsteps away from, I just learned this, from Howard Hughes'
really?
Offices. He was set 7,000 Romaine.
Really?
Yeah.
This goes back to the urine.
It takes me right back to the urine. I'm all about Hughes.
And Emma's just taking a sip of her Diet Coke right now that she drinks out of a beer bottle.
I don't drink Diet. That stuff's terrible for you.
It's terrible for you, right, exactly. And the other weird thing about this commentary, because people like this, I know, is that there's a big red X through our picture that we're looking at. Do you see that?
Oh, yeah, there's a big, faint, watermarked red
right.
X.
Right, and they're worried about whether me, the director, or M, the star of the movie, would pirate our movie and put it on the internet. And if that happened, so we cannot...
We've got plans for sabotage.
We can't do that, so... If you see a leaked copy of this on the internet with a big red X, it was us. It was us. We leaked our own movie.
And we're telling you our plans now.
That's right. And hey, this was cool, right? This was the top of the mountainside.
Yeah, this was really cool. Although it was one of those really treacherous, scary places to get up to because there's no gate on the side, a really thin
right.
road, and we were in a big, giant transpo van.
This is one of those movies that if this was a really, really expensive movie, like a $100 million movie, they would never have let us shot there.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they're like, what are you doing?
Be on a green screen.
Right. But because there's kind of, we did it quickly, we kind of shot this before they realized what was going on. If you had fallen over, you would have fallen down. That would have been the end.
Yeah, it was a little precarious.
It would have been good for the movie, though, if that happened. Right?
Thanks, Will.
Who do you think we would have replaced you for the rest of the scenes? Like, who would have stepped in, do you think, and done your scenes?
I have so many options.
Like, who do you think? Who do you think would have done one?
To choose.
Like, I don't know. Like, Gwyneth Paltrow? Would she have stepped in and done a scene for you, you think?
You think Gwyneth would step in?
Probably.
Yeah, she'd be perfect.
Right.
Whatever, big tits.
Thank you.
Woohoo! Big tits!
The next day, things took a turn for the scandalous.
That's right. Which brings us to part three. And this is interesting. This is Dan Bird driving down on
a Vespa.
On my Vespa. Did you know that?
That's right. Will has a Vespa.
That's right. But super straight about it, right? Like, I'm like, hey, man, I got a Vespa. What's up? What's up? Like, check out my
and
picture of my
silver.
Wife. I got a picture of my wife in my pocket.
Wife of my kids.
Wife of my kids. There's a whole jargon. Kind of like this. This is the Brandon who plays the M's Olive's gay friend.
You mean Dan, who plays Brandon?
What did I say?
You said Brandon, who plays Olive's
gay friend. This is Dan. That's right. He said something about Patty Clarkson's so good. Emma's not bad either.
Oof.
By the time
those were my they give you Uggs on set, you know, so you can take off your cork wedges for a while. I insisted on wearing them in the scene.
Every scene, Em came to me. Every scene, she said, "Are you gonna see my feet? Are you gonna see my feet? Are you gonna see my feet?" Because she hated wearing her wedges. And loved wearing her Uggs. And this scene actually made sense for you to wear your Uggs.
It did. It did. Any right. reason.
It made sense for her to wear her Uggs and her Bennigan's waitress vest. So I guess that's why she kept that.
I'm missing my flair.
Yeah. And she went to perform some magic afterwards in the promenade.
My type.
Yeah, you're not really my type either.
So I guess when people are listening to this, this will be after the movie had come out. So yeah. They'll know whether this was a success. Or a failure.
I'm going to go ahead.
What are you going to say, Em, right now? On June the 10th, 2010.
On June the 10th, 2010. The movie doesn't come out till September 17th, 2010.
So people are listening, and people are watching this probably in December.
You want to predict?
A Christmas gift.
You want to do some predictions?
What do you think?
And
they just cut that out. They just cut out what we just did.
And boom.
And that was just cut out.
That was, oh my God. I bet I'm right, though.
I bet you're, of course you're right. To the penny.
To the penny.
That's right.
Yes. Yes.
We should talk about everyone, too. Everyone works so hard in this movie. The hair and makeup, everybody. Oh, no. Right? M?
Yes. No. They worked very,
camera,
very
Michael Grady
hard.
Did. DP, no. Marsha Hines, production designer. Who else? Everybody.
Everybody. Everybody was wonderful. This was a very short, quick
That's
shoot.
Right.
And we had to get a lot done in a little amount of
That's
time.
Right.
And everybody worked their asses
and
off.
And the studio's super supportive.
Yeah, they were great.
From Clint Culpepper down to Brad Ward. Everyone was awesome.
Yeah.
They supported
Scott
us.
Scott Strauss.
Glenn Gaynor. Eric Ling, Clint's assistant. Everybody. This movie was shot from the time that they bought the script in, like, October, M. We started shooting in May. That's unheard of in this town.
It's wild.
And it's all because of
Screen Gems.
Screen Gems supporting this movie. Are we back? We're back live now? Okay.
Okay.
Good.
All right. Good. Hi, everybody.
I'm being suffocated, and sure, we can sit and fantasize all we want about how things are going to be.
This is a good scene between you two.
Today, and it sucks. All right. And there's only one way around it, and you were smart enough to think of it.
Em and I just whispered to each other
we
something that you can't
other,
hear.
Nothing that you guys can hear.
If you guys want to hear the real commentary, you can buy it on our website.
Emma and Will's Real Commentary.com.
It's whenever you hear us whisper.
/awesome.
And here's the interesting thing. So most movies have a lot of score, right? Which is composed music for the movie. I tried to stay away from this and make this movie all regular music, which are called needle drops, which are regular songs. And we tried to score the movie with songs. And believe it or not, in this movie, we have something like 38 songs, which is like triple what you usually have, and only 2.5 minutes of score. The rest is all, these are all songs.
Wow, that's wild. I didn't know that. It's so fun learning with
this
you,
is,
Will.
This movie was like a teaching hospital for me with Emma.
Uh-huh.
It's like she learned while she acted. It's like she finally got that college. You have like a year of college credit.
I have a whole year of college credit,
right.
And by the way, my professor wants to talk to you.
He does. He's questioning
the validity of your credentials.
Well, that's That's a good college professor you have.
That's right. Smart guy.
That's right. She was good.
Mm-hmm.
She was really good, this girl.
Melody Boston.
Melody with Johanna Brady. She's the exact perfect attitude.
Yes, she's perfect.
Of the popular girl in school. Because she's kind of annoyed with you, but also she's holding out that you might be popular, so she's not going to burn a bridge with you.
There's like a room where we could go.
This is the scene where you were really drunk, and this is the biggest acting challenge, I think, of your
career.
Career, because you've never been drunk before, have tasted the drop of alcohol, so.
I know. I finally had my 21st birthday, and it was bitter.
How was your first beer? Did it taste good?
Really, really something, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's so new.
I love your leopard skirt, your leopard dress.
It's so ridiculous.
Here's
you tried to justify, you know, where does she find
yeah, where did we
this
justify?
Dress? And it was, you know, oh, so filthy. we tried to, I think what we rationalized was it was one of her mom's
right.
old dresses that were
right.
hanging in the back of her closet.
Right.
You know, that she, like, saves for
that
crazy
one,
nights
right.
with Dill.
That's crazy nights with Dad.
And so I wore that.
And just so everyone knows, Em, you were wearing something under your dress, right? You had that black Spanx thing on or whatever it is.
Right.
So.
Yeah, oh yeah, I was,
right.
that underwear
fully
was
clothed.
Over other underwear.
Fully clothed. As she usually does. Em in real life usually
pretty,
has two pairs of underwear.
I'm pretty.
Just in case something might go down.
You gotta be protected.
That's right.
I'm pretty modest though about my my wardrobe choices in real life. So that was quite a moment having to take off my underwear.
But you wear two pairs of underwear just in case someone tries to get an upskirt of you, right? And you have another pair of underwear on.
You gotta be careful in this town.
Didn't you sell advertising on your underwear to TMZ?
Oh yeah.
Ooh.
This was the big sex scene, and this is the scene where Emma faked an asthma attack to stop the scene. Remember?
I had a real asthma attack.
Right, which is the first time she ever had asthma in her life.
Well.
And since, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
But they were jumping on the bed a lot, Dan and Em. And I remember we had to reinforce the bed. You remember that? The bed broke? The bed broke.
Oh, yeah, the bed broke.
Mm-hmm. Because they were jumping up and down. See that?
That's my trademark.
Here's the thing.
Along
you can,
with my signature swoop.
Here's you can count on with M. The bed's going to break, two pairs of panties.
And a signature swoop.
What's the swoop?
The swoop of my hair.
Oh, yeah, right.
Left eye covered.
That's right. Left eye covered. Always.
It's become the running joke. Just so you guys know I always have hair over my left eye. I know it always falls that way. People are constantly telling me to get rid of that thing, move it out of my face.
It's moved out now.
It's moved out now. I'm growing it
oh,
out.
There it
but
is.
The
Look
issue
at it.
Is I always cut. Here's why I have this.
Mm-hmm.
I always cut bangs.
Mm-hmm.
Like in Zombieland, I had bangs, and we shot this immediately following
That's
Zombieland.
Right.
So as it's growing out, I have to kind of push it over to the side. And it was the same for Superbad. My bangs were just growing out over to the side, so it's pretty much a...
It is true. I never realized that. You always go to the
A constant
left.
Bang growing out issue, because I cut my hair a lot.
This scene took we shot this scene 2 days, but they're like 6 weeks apart. And the last, so it was kind of hard to, different angles were shot.
Yeah, we shot this on the
apart.
Second day of shooting and the last day of
exactly.
shooting. Which was...
And always the middle of the night, like just 3, 4, 5 in the morning.
Yeah.
Because I remember whenever you see nighttime scenes in a movie, that means the cast and crew are up till 7 in the morning that day.
Here.
What is this?
Evidence.
Oh, I'm excited for this.
That's right.
Here we go.
There's a special
Ladies
guest
Ladies and
coming
gentlemen.
Up. Not quite yet. Not quite yet. Soon.
In just a moment.
Let's see. First, I'm going to tell you, Emma's brother and Emma's brother's best friend, right,
mm-hmm.
are in this next scene because they showed up on set that day.
There's
right
my brother
there.
In the green shirt, and the big guy behind
he's about
him
to
is
give
Ethan.
Texas
That's
Horns.
My brother Spencer. Oh, it was so exciting.
They're in the movie.
I'm
That's
so glad
cool.
he's in the movie.
It's pretty
he's
cool.
He's awesome.
This is when she walks down the hall and sees everyone giving her looks. Oh, and did you notice that every time you see Penn Badgley in the movie, you knock into him?
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
Every
We're
time.
Always running into
always
each other.
Always running into like two ships in the night.
I know.
Sorry. How's it going?
That's right. And Penn with his 35-year-old Frenchman T-shirt.
That rhymed. I liked it.
I don't know why
I see. I think he's about to say, see in the salt mines.
That's right. That's
which
right.
was a Will Gluck original.
That's right. See in the salt mines.
That was a WG original.
Here it comes.
You sure? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Remember having to explain.
See in the salt mines.
There it is.
Ooh. Maybe this is going to sound. And his face, like, ooh, why'd I say that?
Oh, why am
Will
I in this
Gluck's
movie?
The worst.
That was the. Remember, he kept running back and forth, shooting this movie, flying back to Gossip Girl every week. LA, New York, LA, New York.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. He had such a crazy schedule.
And there's a car waiting outside. We had like two takes, and he had to get in the car, drive to LAX, fly back to do Gossip Girl. He had to drive to fly to LAX, go to New York to shoot Gossip Girl and say, hey, what's going on? Fly back.
That is so beautiful.
Never had one lesson.
That boy from yesterday just dropped this off for you.
Well, put it in the pile of gifts for my other suitors.
He seems like a nice kid. He seemed a little incredibly gay.
A dyed-in-the-wool homosexual, that boy is.
I just want you to know your father and I are totally...
The other thing you should know about commentary is we're doing this in a booth, and on the other side of the booth are four people with pens...
Shaking their heads, waiting to stop us at any time.
And
they
stopped us
control.
Three times so far.
They stopped us three times. Don't you want to know why? Well, too bad.
They'll stop us again. That's why.
Log on to WillAndEmmaRealCommentary.com /awesome.
And they just stopped us. Apparently, we do not own that URL. And on behalf of Sony Pictures, we apologize for the previous mention.
And we hope you'll go see the Spider-Man reboot coming next summer.
Coming now. Spider-Man reboot. I think that's the name of it.
Spider-Man. Colon. Reboot.
Okay, door's right over there. Keep going.
Take it down.
Go take that out to Dad. Nice.
The other thing about this is on the chalkboard behind you, every day...
They would change it. It was pretty cool.
Alicia Emmerich. She's sitting right there. She's the one that changed it every day.
Alicia, you were the one that did it?
She's the one that changed it.
Oh, Alicia is the best.
Change it every day.
That was the highlight of my day, coming in and seeing what was on the chalkboard that day.
And it's always, movie references, right? Movie lines.
So great.
Hi, Ree.
Is it true you got with Brandon at Melody Dipschitz's party?
Here's a cool thing. Okay, so everyone knows, well, not everyone, but Ali Mashalka's sister is AJ Mashalka, is also an actress. They're in the band together.
Yes.
And when Ali did this telephone call at night, this is one night that Emma had off because she wasn't in it, but she needed someone to read her lines to her, and AJ read her lines to her.
Yeah, it's great because their dynamic is probably perfect,
right? So it was kind of fun to, right off camera, you don't see it, but right off camera, AJ is walking and reading Emma's lines. And then I don't know who read your lines. Do you remember? Someone read your lines off camera. Oh, Alicia Emmerich did again.
Alicia,
this movie is made by four people. Four people made this entire movie.
I was B camera operator.
That's right. You did. When you weren't in it, you were
when
your
operator.
When I
wasn't in it, I was operating B camera.
That's right. But we did do a lot of ADR because we kept changing the voiceover. And M was nice. I think you came back like, I think it was like ended up being 17 days of ADR. Did you know that? Hello?
Oh, I thought we were still listening to the old stuff.
I think it came up like 17 days of ADR.
17 days?
I think it ended up being that, yeah, which is...
It felt like that.
Keep changing things.
And you know, there's a lot of... There's so much voiceover in this movie. It's not just matching what I'm saying. It's,
that's right. That bag, the lingerie store, was Guillaume's because that was our prop master. Guillaume.
Guillaume.
Guillaume. He was French. He still is French. Very good prop master.
I bet he will be French for a while.
I think so. I think at least...
I think it's sticking.
Yeah.
Is everything all right? Sounds like you're having...
This is my favorite moment from Stanley and you. Because he gives you this crazy line and then he connects with you. And he calls you buddy. And we called everyone buddy on the set, didn't we?
That's because Will calls everybody buddy.
Everyone's a buddy.
Everybody buddy.
Hey, buddy.
We all do it. It's okay.
Dad, can you shut the door, please?
You all right, buddy?
There it is. I have to admit, Stanley and Patty were so game, but I would say 20% of the lines they were questioning at a huge level of what the heck they meant, because they were so insane. But they did it anyway. Here's your big reveal.
That's right. It's a great song.
The Bustiers. Isn't it a cool song? Yeah. Uh, That's a cool outfit. Isn't that cool?
That was my favorite. That was my favorite costume of the whole.
This is the rest of the movie until you change. You're wearing bustiers, right?
Yep. Which I thought was really fun. It just proves that she's playing such a part.
Hey. I just realized. Right. Now, did we have you in bustiers in the beginning, or was that a late change?
No, that was a late change. The original idea was going to be, you know, thongs pulled out, just really trashy. And we changed it to she's almost kind of a classy.
Right. As you would be, as the character would be.
Classy chick. Yeah, I liked it. I made it very, very much a part she's playing and not someone she's become.
That was Clint Culpepper, wasn't it?
It was.
Who wanted you in the bustier.
That was.
He knows about that.
It was a good
move. Choice. Yeah. That's right. Here's the take that was, this whole scene was in a one-er, which means it's one take the entire time. All this choreography had to happen. The two guys had to fall. Amanda Bynes had to step in.
And when I touch that spoon to my nose, that's the indication for him to fall.
Oh, is it really?
Yep. It was,
nice.
You know, what moment is he going to fall? And it was, I'll touch the spoon to my nose,
that's
and then
great.
He fall.
That's great. And then Thomas comes with you, and it took you 16 takes because you kept laughing. If you look at your clever, you're about to laugh.
Don't forget tomorrow's Earth Day.
And it took you like 15 takes to do that.
Oh, it killed me. He was so funny. His delivery is incredible.
So funny. I didn't know about that spoon to the nose.
Yeah.
So much goes on when I'm in my trailer drunk. That's not something you need to advertise, Kurt. Joking. Kidding. I don't have a trailer. Come on. I couldn't have a trailer. That'd be way too much.
Ooh.
There's Cam Gigande.
Cam Gigande of Twilight fame.
Of Twilight fame. It's funny. We shot this movie in this town of Ojai in California, kind of vacation town. And for like 2 weeks we shot. Emma's there and Stanley and Patty, and there was some paparazzi, but a couple people. And I remember coming to set one day, and there's like 500 kids and photographers. I'm like, what's going on here?
Cam Gigande's going on here.
Cam Gigande.
There's my favorite. I've known this boy since I was 11 years old. In the green shirt right there, that's Max Crumb.
That's right there.
He is so great.
I'm
so happy he's in this movie.
He knows you from Arizona.
We've known each other since. He actually is probably my oldest friend.
And he won the, right? He was in the reality show.
He played Danny Zuko in Grease on Broadway.
You're the one that I want.
Yep. And came and we were lucky enough to get him to do this.
Yeah, and he's awesome. Look at his sing. Usually,
he's so great.
He's so great.
Yeah, his voice is amazing.
And he's a good actor too.
He is. He's across the board awesome.
Yeah, shot of Ojai. I wanted to put an orange up there on the roof. Do you know that?
I can only imagine.
And then we kept trying to throw it up there, but it didn't land.
Ugh.
This is actually my favorite A we put on your wardrobe.
Yeah, I like this.
We just drew it on.
Because
that's what you would do, I think.
Absolutely.
I like also my favorite here is when Penn says goodbye to you. He just shoves you. Like a fifth grader shoves you.
He shoved me so hard. I was always impressed with his strength. He's not afraid.
I like your face when you shove. You're a little shocked that Penn, not the actor, did that right there.
Yeah, I'm like, whoa, buddy.
Right.
Pushing me.
And boy, I remember it was really, really hot. Really hot that day.
Yeah.
And do you know why we wet down the deck? Because it was so hot that Evan, played by Jameson Moss, feet were burning. So we had to wet it down so it wouldn't burn his feet.
Oh, man.
I was hoping that maybe you could do the same for me.
Goodbye, Evan.
Wait.
This is when he blackmails you.
I'm about 6 seconds away from slapping you so hard your teeth will bleed.
Can you do it in front of everyone?
This is like midway through the shoot.
I don't need your permission, you know.
I like that outfit on you, don't you? That's
well,
good.
Well, if you start now,
let me tell you something. There's something about that outfit.
You'll be dead by the end of this commentary. There will be no Will and Emma realcommentary.com.
There's just simplicity that reminds me of
in memoriam of William Gluck.
Of Halston or something. Just a simplicity that.
Of Halston?
I don't know. Is he a designer? He's a designer.
Oh, you and your couture.
That's right. Will's
an avid collector of men's
fashion. I'm trying to
magazines.
Overcompensate for owning a Vespa. You see what I'm saying? I don't know fashion.
Do you want a club soda with lime?
What?
Shit. I want a $100 gift card.
Here it is. This is when you start the gift cards. This is a lot of ADR. every time we see the back of your face.
Oh, here's a fun fact. When we were doing the ADR for this, when I say Amazon,
Oh my God.
I can't even do it right now. Amazon.com. Apparently, I have a huge problem having to say Amazon.com, and I say Amazon.com.
Amazon. It took you about 20 takes at Amazon.com.
So check it out, because I guarantee it's going to sound like Amazon.com.
I think we got it done pretty good. Amazon.
Amazon.com.
Amazon. There's certain words that people trip over.
It's one of my...
But it's amazing how fast you speak in this movie, and yet you can understand everything you say.
I speak pretty fast in real life, except for I slur. Because I've got mouth problems.
Yeah, she has mouth problems. Didn't you say you have nodules when you were a kid or something?
I have nodules right now on my vocal cords.
What does that mean?
Calluses on your vocal cords.
You have calluses on your vocal cords?
Yeah, Julie Andrews had them.
Just cut the rest of this out just before I even start talking about calluses on your vocal cords. Anyway.
Oh, William.
We're back.
And we're back.
Here's another rumor
How's
shot.
How's everyone doing? Anybody get up to get a soda? Yeah?
Just another
get a
rumor
snack?
Shot. Faster rumor shot. We had a good time shooting these, even though it was really hard for the Steadicam operator, Jeff Haley, because the Steadicam is very heavy and it's a long way.
What a pro. It was 80-something pounds. 80,
and look how long he had to travel without stopping. This is my nod to Chorus Line.
This guy must be in great shape.
They're watching Chorus Line, playing Chorus Line. And here's the beginning of...
But for people who knew the truth, I was open for business.
And this next song, I love this next song. It's kind of goofy. I've been up,
I've been down. Bill Lord gave me $100.
And the other thing about these names, all the names that you are different people, friends. If you can IMDb every single person we said, they're all kind of friends. They're not random names.
From Panda Express, so Brian Dukes could tell people I showed him mine, but he did not show me his.
There's a guy that got a SAG card.
Chris Miller, big spender that he is, gave me $40.
Is that his name?
SAG card guy.
SAG card guy.
Yeah, that's his name on his SAG card.
Very sweet. This is the real Ojai Playhouse. And they're the not many people notice that, but they're Rhiannon's parents in the background. See?
Yeah.
With their wine and their baguette. And this is the Orange Groves, remember?
I do remember, William, I mm-hmm. do.
Mm-hmm. This is the A that you came out with and I didn't like, remember? But I've grown to love it. Remember you put the
I love that on the necklace.
You put the A on the necklace. That's cool.
Shady backdoor deals have me talking like Carlito. Beat it, Issy.
Okay.
And here's the beginning of the 80s movies.
I want John Cusack.
It was really hard. Really hard to get all these clips. To get them all.
I bet, but I'm so glad they're in the movie. And these clips are great.
Waiting outside the church for me. I want Judd Nelson thrusting his fist into the air because he knows he got me just once. I want my life to be like an 80s movie. Preferably one with a really awesome musical number. For no apparent reason. But no, John Hughes did not direct my life, so instead of all that, I get to save 15 cents on a bottle of Juniper Breeze.
Hey, there's the doggy. What's the dog's name? Remember?
Stevie.
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 After Stevie Nicks, it's a girl.
It's actually really hard to have a dog in a movie that just sits, and she did a good job.
She was awesome.
Yeah. I like these boots.
I did. I don't want to hear it.
You didn't get to wear these boots a lot. He always had you in those weird shoes. Right? Or you always were wearing a lot. Did you?
I mean, I wore the boots a fair amount once I was in the corset situation.
Really? That's the corset. I love these scenes between you and Thomas. Because it was just two guys going back and forth.
Hee ha ha.
Hee ha ha.
I'm hearing some rumors.
Well, those are true.
He's a good guy.
He is. Becoming an
existentialist. You know what I'm talking
about. Everyone was cool in this thing. There was, you know, they always say that when you look around and you say, hey, there's no jerks on this movie. That means that you're the jerk. That
would be when Well, Will, would you say that's true?
You're the jerk, Em. You're the jerk. No, everyone was really
Ooh.
It was cool. It was actually good that we all lived up there too, together. I thought it was good.
I can assure you they're not all diamonds. Roman is having an okay.
I remember doing this, writing this Facebook joke, and then I remember writing this Facebook joke, very happy with it, and then going to your premiere of Zombieland.
Who
And seeing the Facebook joke?
And seeing the Facebook joke, and I was
Facebook
so angry.
Facebook joke is so old, so played out.
I know.
I can't believe we have one in the movie.
Well, we did this, it was a year and a half ago.
Well, it's beyond
We wrote this before the Dow went to 5,000,
remember that? Yeah, but can I
tell
you the truth? When we were on set, I told him we had a Facebook joke in Zombieland, and he was like, yeah, whatever.
Who, me?
Yeah.
I thought I was going to cut it out, that's why. But everyone loves it, I guess. Maybe they don't. Who knows it? I mean, no one loves it.
Nobody loves it. It's such an old joke.
So we should apologize.
It's like making
for this.
A joke about MySpace.
what?
Ooh.
I know. I'm kind of upset about that. But so I have to apologize for that.
Sorry about the totally lame Facebook joke.
Next time you have to tell me, just don't do it. Don't be nice about it.
What?
I said, you just have to be. Tell me, you can't do it. Can't do it. No
yeah,
joke.
I know. I know. That's how you work. I hate her.
We yelled at each other a lot, you know, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, but I would say that even though the rest of the cast and crew hated it and thought we actually hated each other, it was the only way we knew how to be productive.
That's true.
Will and I work very similarly.
I do remember that every time a new person would come to set and hear us while we're shooting and yelling at each other, they're like, oh my God, are they okay?
My mom came to set and she goes, why are you being so mean? And I was like, no, Mom, you don't understand. This is just our dynamic. It's the only way we show each other we like each other. That's is true. By being horrible to each other.
And just yelling at each other.
That's right. Do me a
favor, though. I do remember my kids, too. They were like, we like Emma so much. Why do you always yell at her? I said, get back in your cage, little rat.
Oh, Will's got some pretty amazing kids.
They're
I don't know how it happened.
They're in this movie. You'll see
Your
him soon.
Your wife is how it
That's
happened.
That's exactly how it happened. There's no question. There's Lisa Kudrow, the great Lisa Kudrow.
I was so lucky. This is my second movie with her. I can't
That's
believe
right.
it.
That's right. You did Paper Man with her.
That's right.
Jeff Daniels' wife, right?
That's right. Claire.
I do remember thinking when they were doing this scene, I was like, hey, these are the stars of the two of the biggest NBC shows in history doing a scene together.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. They had a good time together, too. I loved your
and
scenes
your balls.
With Lisa. Everyone asks if this scene was improv or not. My favorite part of this is at the very end when you say sharp. just so angry.
Ooh, got that sharp.
Hey, all of you ready to come in?
It's right here. This was the smallest set probably in the history of the world between Lisa and you. The set is so tiny that there must have been 20 people in there, and I sat at Lisa's feet because there's no other place for me to sit. Orange is behind her.
Because pursuant to the student code of conduct, my hemline has never been higher than my fingertips.
There's another bustier. How many bustiers did you have?
I didn't count, but there were quite a few.
Like tens, like more than tens, yeah.
There were quite a few, yeah. Will has this really cool thing where he likes to be somewhere, like, almost in your direct line of vision anytime you're doing a scene so that you can see his reactions to what you're doing.
That's right.
So, yeah, he's under the desk right now.
I never go to the monitors. I'm always right there, which probably is annoying to actors. What do you think? Is it annoying? You don't have to
Let me think.
You know what's good about it, though, Em? You never have to say, I wonder what Will thinks of that shot.
Yeah, you can just see it while you're trying to do your job. Him going, oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh, this is just.
That's another reason to shoot digital, because you never have to cut.
Handful of condoms.
Handful of condoms.
That should be the name of this movie.
That's the name of it in Germany. It's Handful of Condoms. It's the German version of it. Starting with
great,
Emma Stone.
Great German
Isn't
accent,
that good?
Will.
It's good. Cam Gigante.
You're a real pro.
Thanks. If we call this movie Handful of Condoms, I would guarantee you'd make $100 million.
I know. I was just questioning. Not a bad idea.
When you have your scene with Amanda.
It's a little strange that your boyfriend is 22 years old and still in high school.
This is when you're literally squaring off against each other.
But yeah. He is here by choice.
It's his choice that he's a fourth year senior that can't pass any test he takes at all?
This is the other thing I was, before this movie came out, so it's way before you guys are watching this, I remember hearing people saying like, oh my God, they cast Cam Gigante to play a high school student. He's like 25. And I kept saying, That was the joke. That's the joke.
That's the entire joke. He's way too old.
But people, my observation, Em, is that on the internet, people tend to say nasty things before they have all the information at hand.
Wait a second.
Yes. Let me go
Someone
on.
Someone should tell somebody this.
Because that's not what the internet was created for.
That's it. I'm shutting it down.
No more. People tend to be nasty on the internet. Sometimes our boyfriend. I love when you were hitting her head like it was a pet hamster. You know,
and it's important to remember, it's not your fault. So I gotta go.
Why don't you have the A? Do you have the A on you now?
I do. But they go to our church.
You know, many people told me that, you know, the A in Scarlet Letter is supposed to be in the middle.
Right, yeah, I know.
And I had an answer for that.
Well, we kind of, Laverne and Shirley did.
A little bit. Because where were you going to put it on you if it was in the middle? It'd be so weird. Mrs.
Griffith is... Well...
Because it's bustier is so low cut.
We tried. I mean, you know, they cut out a bunch of A's and we kind of held it up and tried to, you know, move it around, see where it looked best. And it did look a little weird in the middle.
It was weird. Because it was a
creative choice.
That's right. And we also kept moving the A around, right?
Mm-hmm.
Left and right, depending on what was for lunch that day at the craft service. If it was chicken or meat on the right side.
Right.
And it was tofu or vegetarian on the left side.
That's right.
Everything I said, I'm so sorry. I mean, I really want us to be friends. Can we please be friends?
Absolutely.
Yay!
For a day, we were actually really good friends. And I was kind of starting to think things were going to turn around.
I miss you more.
She texted me in first period. By second period, we apparently had private jokes. Tragedy struck in woodshop. And it wasn't because someone sawed off a gun.
This was great. That was not a real saw, remember? That was a piece of rubber.
It was.
So if you touched it, nothing would have... Right, did you touch it? Nothing could happen, right? Just rubber?
Yeah, it was just rubber.
Right. You save Amanda with a cross.
It hurts so bad, Mommy.
The doctor is played by my friend Andy Fleming, director.
Fleming, who directed Hamlet 2 and
two.
Dick.
And Dick. And
he wrote both of those as well.
That's right. And The Craft, I think. Yeah, I think so.
I love all of those movies.
Oh, Pendergast!
Mom just kicks his butt. This is the first day of shooting. It's always strange shooting the first day of shooting the most seminal part. The other interesting thing about this movie is that your first scene ever was the most emotional scene, was the confessional scene coming up.
Oh, wow. That was a rough first day.
It's really weird. You're always supposed to try to work into it, but we had no
time.
No time. She really smacked you, too. Bam.
Yep, she slapped me across the face.
She did. Remember, every time Amanda, after she slapped you, she would come. She was, oh, my God, I really hit her. I said, great, harder. Let's do it again. And the town of Ojai was really cool about this movie being shot. Everyone was really cool, but this is the one day that they got a little dicey because we shut down the main street, and that's a state road in California. So for 3 hours, there was the biggest traffic jam this town has ever seen on the other side of this road.
That's wild. This was a big, we didn't really have a lot of photographers, but this was a big Cam Gigande paparazzi day.
Big day. In fact, this was the day the next morning we all woke up on the internet. There are all these pictures of the cast.
And we were like, people care about our movie.
People care. And then they're like, Cam Gigande and unknown actresses doing an unknown movie. What do you want? There's a great picture that people should find on the internet if they Google Easy A and on-set photos.
The epitome of Will and my relationship.
It's a picture of Alan Mashaka,
mm-hmm.
M and myself, and Ali found the camera and is smiling, and M and I are yelling at each other. It's all over the internet.
We're making the exact same face at the exact same time.
That's right. It's
shit. Goddamn messed up. Really goddamn shit bad.
Lisa.
And this is funny because we did a lot of harder language in this movie. So Lisa had to do the speech twice, at least twice. One with really bad language and one with
all F-bombs and one with goddamn shit.
Goddamn shit. And some way.
Which I love when she says... I messed up so goddamn shit bad.
Right, which makes no sense.
So great.
I'm not judging you
right.
Or anything, but oh my God.
Right. There's a tiny little thing. that people might notice, but M just said in there, I'm not judging you, but oh my God, no judgment. And later on, your mom, Patty Clarkson, says the line, no judgment. So I kind of thought that, hey, this is...
I like that.
This is where you get it from. Your parents explain your character a lot.
I know. That's why I can't even say how much I love Patty Clarkson and Stanley Tucci. Yeah. They really made Olive make sense.
They did. You met
and
them.
I had no idea that they were going to be so kooky. They were
but
great.
They cared about you and they were smart and let you make your own decisions. They're the perfect parents.
They're the perfect parents.
Because they were there for you, but they let you make your own mistakes.
Right.
That's why I'm going to let my kids make my own mistakes, make their own mistakes, but never let them get into show business. That's a mistake they will not be making. Because I want them to go to high school.
Oh, high school.
High school, come on.
Hey, why go to high school when you can make a movie about going to high school,
I
right?
kept saying to Em during this movie, hey, Em, this is like the first time you're in real high school. This is what's called a principal's office, Em. He's the leader of the high school. Kind of like the captain of a ship.
Principal. P-R-L-L-L-Q-L.
That's right. What's this big room? This is a gym, Em. This is where high school students play sports, basketball, that kind of thing.
What's a sport?
That's what high school kids do. You were 20 when you made this or 19?
20.
20.
Yep, I was a couple, this was a couple months before my 21st birthday.
That's right, and this is the big.
So I guess I
everyone was that these people all these different signs. It's great.
You're so descriptive, Will.
Everyone was
all these different signs.
I'm a joy to work with because I'm so communicative.
And you're just so, you're so well versed.
This was a, you always try to time the day so the sun is perfect, and this is the one time we nailed, Michael Grady, our director of photography, nailed the day, because if you see when you walk away, the sun is right behind you, and you have that great flare.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
It's literally within 5 minutes we had to shoot this, and he nailed it. We'll see after this. Look, Penn just knocked into you again. And his 35-year-old Frenchman t-shirt. Screw all these people. Kids wear V-necks in high school, right?
I already did.
There's that light.
Kids always wear V-necks.
They do, right? V-necks?
Kids, men, women.
Sure.
Never underestimate the power of extremists like Marianne. They sense any weakness.
This is the, we call this the confession montage.
And the Whack Pack just gets bigger and bigger.
The other thing about this movie is that there's no red at all in this movie. I had never
felt more alone. Except for that trolley.
Nope, that's orange in the movie. He changed it. Hey, and that's my dad.
There's your dad.
Emma's very nice to...
Oh, that's in bestsellers, right next to Twilight.
My dad...
He gets a joke.
He gets a joke and still to this day doesn't know what Twilight is, doesn't understand it. It's as if I said, Dad, say boo-la-ba-la-ga-ga-ga-ga. And he remembered the words. Like he fell off a boat in Alaska and teach him how to speak again. But he gets a big joke, big laugh.
Oh.
And here's the scene that you shot the first day of shooting.
Day one.
And this is when I said... Emma Stone is an amazing actress.
And that is when I punched Will in the face for the very first time.
And I woke up from my nightmare, and it's time to shoot. This is a pretty scene.
And I woke up from mine and realized we were still on set.
What is the Catholic way of phrasing? It's a great scene. And it's well shot, too. By Michael. It's not that I've actually been doing... But imagine doing this your first day of shooting.
Who are you asking to imagine that? Me?
America, the world. You know, straight to DVD bin purchasers, you know, that have this. Made a mistake, picked up the wrong movie. Saw
$3.99.
Saw Easy in the title. They thought it was a different type of movie for the evening. Got their lady.
Well, it's close enough, director man.
Got their Smirnoff Ice, settled in for a nice evening with their lady.
Their Zima.
Popped it in. And were surprised by a girl anthem movie.
Girl anthem.
You know,
that kind of hate me too.
Yeah. This was shot on this whole thing we built. It was not in a confessional, not in that church. Remember?
Yeah,
this built was, in the cafeteria or something. Yep.
Tell me to say 10 Hail Marys, pay a fine.
That's one thing I like about this is every time you see something that has been in every movie, we comment on it.
I've seen that one coming.
Blasphemous, Em. Blasphemous. She knocked a Bible down.
Luckily, I live in a town with many different places of worship. So I went to find one with a real-life human being.
Oh, this was so hard. I wiped out pretty badly.
Oh, that's the place, yeah.
When I, yeah, I was running in those heels.
You got very angry about those heels.
Oh, those were brutal to run in across rocks.
I remember everyone was so worried about that.
Fred Armisen.
Yay.
Also my second movie with Fred Armisen. I'm very lucky.
The Rocker?
The Rocker was the first, yeah.
He played it so straight.
He is so funny, and something happens with his ears right here.
That's so great.
That I think is maybe one of the best things I've ever seen.
It was so funny. He's so straight.
Everybody watch his ears. Watch his ears drop.
There is.
Just it's coming up.
Okay, so for argument's sake.
No, there's no argument. It's there. Right below our feet.
Here it is.
Here it comes.
Right above the Orient. It's there.
And here it comes at the end, too. Watch this. It goes up. They go back up. Like his ears are pinned to his face. It's great. And bowl of oranges.
Damn it. Sorry.
Come on.
This is a funny thing about Ojai, too. We actually shot this in a real church. In Ojai Church, so we had to be very careful not to say what religion it was. So it's a nameless religion.
Non-denominational.
You know, one of those non-denominational churches?
You know those.
Sure.
And stuff.
Off you go.
This is where you fall in, right here. You fell out here.
No, I didn't.
No, right here, right? Here, that's where you fell.
There, yeah.
Yep. There's the orange coming out of your bag, but you fell in that street. In your keys, in your handbag.
Okay, I've narrowed it down to the other Boleyn girl, or
the bucket list.
You may watch a movie for kids. You
that's right.
Stevie.
How great would that family be, though? They like each other.
I know, they have fun.
Family night.
Oh, like, movies.
I know. But I
perpetuating the myth that families have fun together.
I actually believe that you would stay with. As a father of kids, I hope that my kids stay and watch movies with me, but I know I'm delusional.
Good luck, buddy. Oh. Did you stay and watch movies with your parents?
No.
Exactly.
But I'm going to do things different.
How old are your kids now?
They're 7 and 5.
You've got about 3 more years.
Oh, my God. That's terrible. It's terrible. I like the looks they give to each other.
Oh, Stevie. Such a sweet dog.
I love the Chip is just going, oh, my God. Can we watch the movie already? You have to watch the bucket list.
You kind of look like a stripper.
Mom!
A high-end stripper for governors or athletes.
I do remember. This is the end of the scene that we gave him the line about, the last line of the scene, and Stanley had no idea what it meant. None.
I have no STDs.
About Bucket.
The last one,
and he had no idea. And he did it, and the crew laughed. And he goes, okay.
If you hear anything to the contrary, just come up with some funny retort and walk away.
When I say Mom a couple times in the movie, and when my mom first saw a cut of this movie, she was freaked out and thought I was in the room because she's so used to hearing Mom.
See, it's true to life.
And that exact same cadence.
That's funny.
By the way, if anyone wants to know William Gluck's favorite word, it's cadence.
Cadence. And rhythm.
And rhythm.
This is the Scarlet Letter movie we found. Apparently there was 5 old Scarlet Letter movies.
Is this Lillian Gish?
I don't know. If you know the answer, write to Emma and tell her. I forgot.
Emma@emma.com.
Emma.com.
People were jumping up and down to say they'd slept with me. But no one bothered really trying to...
This is the set, that scene where your parents were on set. I remember this very well. This is the one where your mom said, why are you being so mean to Will?
Yeah.
This is exactly where it was. I remember because she said to me...
I was like, oh, Mom, you don't realize that mean is the nicest I can be.
She said, you know, she's not usually like that. I looked at her and said, what have you done? How dare you? What have you released on the world?
A demon.
Jake Sandvig. He's a great actor. Played Anson. This is when the first time in the movie that Olive is actually happy because she got a date, and it's really cute. See? Look at that. She's happy. She's going to have a date tonight.
Should I still bring the Sylvia Plath? Or?
No, you know, we can just stick our heads in the oven if we run out of things to talk.
And then she blew it with that line.
Ooh.
Ooh, mistake.
Cool.
All right.
Well.
Cool.
She has an orange, too.
Surprise. Surprise. It's like Will is a commodities trader. I don't know what you're trying to prove with all these oranges.
You're a real gentleman.
Nah, just a guy. having dinner with a girl.
Do you believe this whole thing about lobster being an aphrodisiac?
I did not know it was.
Medical science really has not substantiated claims that any particular food increases sexual desire or performance, but guys just spend and spend to ply women with food they think is going to get them lucky, which is funny because...
This was the second to last night of shooting. This was 3 in the morning. Everyone was very tired. You don't look tired, though. You look good. Do you feel tired there? Or were you just on adrenaline?
I think I had had about 20 cups of coffee. Plus, anytime I get to talk fast and make stuff up, I'm in a good mood.
That's right.
You know, and it's legal in the U.S. because if you eat just a little bit too much, right. It causes painful urination, fever, and bloody
discharge. What to say about this scene?
Am I talking too much?
No. You're just burning through a lot of topics.
Really fast.
That's right. Now, Zan Devine was that. I remember too. Zan Devine, producer too. She was very helpful. Putting this movie together and making it, right?
That's absolutely right. Zan is wonderful.
Shout out to Zan Devine.
Shout out.
There's Penn.
Woodchuck Todd worked here.
This piece of cake is free. Have a happy birthday.
This is my favorite. The Penn has to rap through the entire scene.
He's dressed like a lobster. You should start calling him Lobster Todd.
I said hip.
The whole scene. The funny thing about this scene was there's a lobster tank full of lobsters, but on movie sets, lobsters are defined as animals, which means they have to have an animal handler, a lobster wrangler, and a member of the ASPCA there.
Is that true?
It's very true.
Wow.
So, but if they were dead lobsters, then they would just be lobsters. But because they're alive, we had to have a lobster wrangler. So we did 3 people in charge of the lobsters. The actually person doing the work, the lobster wrangler, who was a guy with a stick, pretty much, and the ASPCA with a woman with a badge and a hat, making sure the lobsters weren't harmed. Meanwhile, if this was a restaurant, they'd be killing them. But we had to stop and give the lobsters, look, see, you can see them, make sure they're okay. And then when they were done, they had to return them to the place they got them, which, of course, would then sell them to eat.
That's really amazing.
But that's the way it is. That's why at the end of the movie, you'll see that it says the ASPCA sanctioned this movie. There they are. They're moving, see? They're alive.
Wow. Another fun fact.
That's right. Movie fact.
I'm sorry. The outside.
Do you see how the outside's all wet down? Do you know why that is, Em?
It has something to do with science.
Correct. In movies, you always wet down the street outside so that it reflects the light.
Right.
So you have a nice, but it always, it's always weird to me now that if you ever watch a movie now, always watch it at night, and it always felt like it just rained.
Yeah, it's always
just
wet
rained.
Down. It's true.
Always wet down.
They're and always in between takes. They're just wetting always it wetting it down. You got to move out of the way.
This is a tough scene.
I'm not really having sex with people for money. I'm saying...
Because it was really tough for you to play, but it's actually tough to Jake, too, Samvig, to play this. Because,
oh, yeah, Jake was great. Jake was really manhandling me.
Yeah, but he had to be respected. It's a tough...
Yeah, that line is... Yeah.
But you really pushed him off, right? He really...
He really came on to me. Way to go, Jake Samvig. With my permission, of course.
Of course. Please, manhandle me.
Please, Jake Samvig, manhandle me.
Great catch, too. Look at this. He catches your card.
Don't you mean good throw?
Good throw, man.
God damn it.
Try and take your A off. Look at that mist. There's Penn.
He doesn't run into me for the first time.
Penn appears always out of nowhere. He's like a magician. He never enters or exits. He just appears.
I just have something in my eye. Like a twig, you know, or a branch or contact or something.
I didn't know you wore contacts.
Oh, I don't. Which is why I was here.
There's a whole lot of the rest of the scene that we cut out, remember? Hey. Here, all about... You guys banter back and forth for a while, but it just seemed kind of strange. Should we cut it out?
I don't really remember.
It was all about, you could do it here, I can do it at a Bennigan's.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
right.
All that stuff. And this is... Shot this scene twice, if you remember. Once we shot at Poor Man's Process, which means we put it in a car, put it in a parking lot, and put lights. And then we also actually drove the car through town and filmed it from the back of the... seats, whenever you see their backs, that's real. But after we started editing the movie, we decided to put in the real backgrounds because I didn't like the backgrounds. That's why these backgrounds here, we actually went up to Ojai and shot the real backgrounds and put them in, so it's perfect.
It's great.
He was not ready for his first kiss, and you know, this is amazing girl.
It's a nice scene.
Lied for him.
Yes, I can't believe I remember that.
You're really crying. I remember Em got really mad at me in this scene, I think. One of the many times you get mad at me, because usually when you have an actor, this is one of the many times you get mad at me. Usually when an actor has to cry in a scene, you let that actor go first so he or she can cry, get it out emotionally, and then do the other actor's coverage, meaning other actor's lines, so the actor that just cried can be off camera and not have to cry. I think I did you second.
You did, yeah.
So I did Penn
but
first.
But I remember I was bawling in Penn's coverage as well, and then, yeah, by the time we turned around to me, it was a little farther away.
Right, but I think that's actually better, because you shouldn't have been that. I think you got a nice,
I was incredibly emotional in Penn's coverage.
Because I kind of sensed that.
Yeah.
But, so literally, you were crying for 6 straight hours.
And it's so funny, because I'm not really an emotional person.
And then we're back. Are we back? Are we live? Okay, we're live. Thanks, great. You okay, Em?
Okay, good. Okay. Oh, God. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Okay, she's back. Sorry. We're almost done, buddy.
Oh, God, it's so fun.
And this is when we started playing in the background the Pretty in Pink song. That means that Penn Badgley, in his soundtrack, he also likes Pretty in Pink a little. Not, I always kidded myself into thinking that there's no way people are going to think they get together. It's a surprise. It's a surprise that they get together at the end. And then, of course, when the trailer and everything comes out in the poster, and it's just like, they get together.
Will have the silliest ideas. I was like, Penn Badgley's in the movie. Everyone knows if there's a male that's recognizable in the movie and he's playing the love interest, no, they're going to end up together.
They're going to think it's you and Thomas Hayden Church. Trust me.
That's right. THC.
But yeah. But it does kind of sneak up on you in the movie. That's one thing I think another problem with the internet.
Please, just rattle off all your problems with biggest thing that ever happened to the world.
This fad called the internet. People know so much about something before they see it that you can't surprise anyone anymore. There's no surprises anymore.
There's no surprises. There's no... We need everything immediately now.
Exactly. Like, everyone knows the Spider-Man reboot, Mary Jane dies in the second act. What? That hasn't come out yet?
And we're back.
Spider-Man reboot.
Spider-Man colon reboot italicized.
What a nice little look. Here's the thing that everyone who watches this movie tells me. He's so nice to you. He's so sweet. You have a nice little moment. Yet, he doesn't drive you to that. Doesn't drive you to the door.
Yeah, what's that about?
He doesn't drive you to the door. He lets you walk.
He doesn't want to back up that hill.
But he does wait to see you go.
Why are you all of a sudden into me now?
I don't know. I haven't overanalyzed it like you're about to.
That's sweet. Sweet. So he watches you go.
Good night, Olive.
Good night, Lobster Todd.
And then he says to himself, should I wait? How long should I wait before I go, before I'm rude? Yeah, she's almost there. There's not going to be a burglar in the bushes. Eh, I got to get going. Boom.
She won't be locked out.
She was
what a gent.
She's locked out all
Lobster
night long.
Lobster Todd, the gent.
That's right.
I knew he'd help me.
Gent is short for genteel.
Genteel, right.
Gentile.
Gay bitches, and then he skipped down with some big hulking black guy. Ah!
This is when M speaks to herself, and I hate when people in movies talk to themselves, so the actors came back and said, did you just talk to yourself?
You're funny. Call me. Okay.
I went to everyone I'd helped and begged them to say it was.
Hey, they're my kids. There they are.
Oh, and your wife.
That's right.
Aww.
Eating ice cream. The one on the left had 6 ice cream cones that day.
That's like the best day ever.
I get another ice cream cone?
Okay.
I get to take it again? Okay. I don't want people to know that I didn't go to second base with you. Here's a big continuity error. Can you guess it? Can you see it?
Wow. Girls are almost.
This is for the Goof Troop on IMDb.
Yes, they are.
Here she goes. Cone crumpled. Cone back.
Oh, wow. What a moment.
Magic.
Magic.
Magic. To his grandparents in Palatka, Florida. This is so funny because I wanted the flamingos to be moving. But I don't know what would make the flamingos go.
Get your hands out of your prairies, boy.
All of life is full of choices.
Okay, I'm joking. This is when Lisa Kudrow shows herself to be an evil character.
To just live with the guilt. My guilt stems from my indiscretion and yours for lying.
Oh, yeah. She's just all of a sudden the worst.
Very evil. And now, And now this is when you do in the movie the most reprehensible thing you could do.
Oh, yeah. This is awful. This would be... I completely understand her disdain for herself for doing
this. That's right. Although in the moment, I could see why you did it.
Yeah, the anger. But, I mean, it's just an awful thing to do. That's between them.
I also remember you...
Although she is throwing me under the bus here. So it's not... I mean...
That's true.
Something needs to be cleared up, just not in that way.
And but I also remember you getting mad at me because I wanted you to run across.
And that smile is so evil. It's so great.
There it is. Here's where you got mad at me. Why do I have to run across the yard, Will? That.
Mrs. Griffith was pure evil.
You hated that. And you said, do I have to wear shoes? It's going to seem like you got mad at me a lot, isn't it?
Just so all of you know, Will was yelling at me constantly.
Oranges. Yelling encouragement.
Yelling encouragement.
You could do it.
You could do it, Em. And then I would just slap him.
This is
that's the kind of girl I am.
This is your first starring role. This is for you. It's yours to lose.
And then I would turn right around and go, hey, buddy, we're in the same boat.
That's true. But it's your face up there. And action.
I don't even feel bad for lying for your wife, but I
this look that Thomas has is great. His marriage has got broken up, and yet, even
there's
though,
some type of peace.
And yet he's still able to look at this the crazy group of singers and give them a look. That's Amanda.
Oh, man.
Amanda's group. So now everyone that knows the truth. This is also shot the same day as the day you shot the scene with Allie.
Oh, she is so great.
And this is Patty's first night, remember?
Mm-hmm.
First night on the set.
The messed up thing is I would not put it past Principal Gibbons to expect.
I can't stop with the
what? Ugh. The breathing. I love that you have a scarf on just in case it gets
just in
chilly.
Case it gets a little chilly. And that was truly the justification.
I know. Because there's a line in the movie. Just in case you get chilly.
Mom!
Sorry, I got around. Before I met Dad, I had incredible...
I also thought I used to call the scene the shampoo commercial scene, because both your hair is so perfect.
So perfect,
it's like
I know.
Perfect hair.
Oh, man, throughout the whole movie.
It's like Patty's
shampoo girls.
You look great on here. Patty is so funny.
She's just... She's just a genius.
You're wonderful. And you'll handle this the same way I did. With an incontrovertible sense of humor. But you're much smarter than I am. So you'll come out of this much better than I did.
Thank you.
They should do commentaries with photographs, with videos of us.
It would add a huge element. Oh, boy.
And here's the ending. And this was the big day when we shot the gym.
Part 5. Not with a fizzle, but with a bang.
I'm such a blinker when I do those signs.
This is a huge gym. So there's like 600 people in the gym. The dance, everyone was real.
That was what was so crazy for me doing this scene. I was that much more nervous because those were the real cheerleaders, real dance team.
Real people.
They were so great. Real sports teams.
And it was, Em really had to perform. It wasn't just a movie. She was performing like 600 people. And they were excited to see it, too.
And they were like, oh, my age. Oh, boy.
So you, Jen Hamilton, right? She choreographed it for you. And you sang this in a recording studio.
Right.
So it's your voice in the movie. But you didn't sing it to your voice, right?
Right. Live, it was bad enough that I was, you know, in lingerie.
Right.
Dancing in front of hundreds of people. I thought it would help to not have my own voice on playback all day.
So it's a different person in the gym, but the voice you're hearing right now
is
M's, yeah.
Sorry about that.
No, it's great. Every time I would see Em at rehearsal, I'm like, God, how do you know how to dance? And she said, I took 12 years of dance. I said, how can you sing? I took 9 years of singing.
Yeah, but this is not, I wouldn't call this my dancing talent here.
It's confidence. It's confidence. It's Allie. This was a big day of shooting. Remember this day?
I do, yeah. Oh, yeah, of course I do.
We had, like, a lot of different cameras. It was great because most time when you have movie shoots with a lot of extras, they're not into it, but these guys were all into it because it was fun for them. It was a summer job for these kids in high school.
Yep.
Real band, that was a school band, right?
Yeah.
It's really them. It was great. I think you were just happy it was over at that point.
Overjoyed.
Yeah. Look what you're wearing.
Oh my God.
What was the rationale? Where did you have that at home?
I think, well, when the whole Guillaume's thing, I think maybe I planned this and went out and put that little ditty together.
Right. Here's Malcolm McDowell.
Get to my office right now.
You know, I can't, because I have a date with the guy I like and the rest of the
guy I like.
Before you expel me, you might want to talk to Mrs. Griffith, because I think she might.
That's a perfect example of ADR. You used to say, my boyfriend.
Yeah, we never confirmed that.
That's right.
We're dating. That's just crazy. We haven't even kissed yet.
That's right. They go off into the sunset, which is really a big, gigantic light. And here's the first time we reveal it's a webcam.
Inside the bedroom door for me to kiss Todd. Listening to me pretend to have sex with Brandon. Paying me to lie for you. And calling me every name in the book. You know what? It was just like Hester in The Scarlet Letter. Except that's the one thing the movies don't tell you. How shitty it feels to be an outcast. Warranted or not. How did you know I love this song?
I like your update of the boombox, Will.
That's the Say Anything nod. The iPod. It was so hot that day. Remember that Penn had to take his shirt off in between takes. Do you remember this?
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was a sweltering
summer.
Which
was a weird thing, but every time we said cut, he took his shirt off.
It was understandable. It was crazy.
That's Todd. Not that I owe you guys any more confessions, but I really like this guy. And I might even lose my virginity to him. Hmm? I don't know when it'll happen. You know, it might be 5 minutes from now or tonight. Or 6 months from now, or maybe on our wedding night. But
I actually like that.
I like how presumptuous she is that they're going to get married.
Wedding night, and he's.
What a bold choice that she's telling the entire world they might get married, and then runs down and kisses him for the first time.
And that he's going to wait.
I like that. I like that about Olive, though. Her confidence is unmatched by many.
Even the priest is watching.
Yeah.
This is when Evan gets his comeuppance.
That was
the stuntman chased him. This is the most evil look in the movie. It's from Thomas to Lisa.
Oh, yeah.
Don't even look at his wife. Here it is. Oof. I like this, Allie. Sorry I lied to you. That was done later, in post-production. There's... Brandon's boyfriend.
I know. Oh, sorry. You guys can't see me right now, but...
She's dancing.
I'm definitely dancing.
Anna's dancing. Look, there's Huckleberry Finn.
That's all right, Hook. I like steer.
This always drives me nuts. My arm.
Yeah,
my uncomfortable left arm. I wasn't sure what to do with it, obviously.
I had to teach Emma how to kiss a guy right before this. And like, you know when you're practicing on like a doll at home? This is a living doll.
You know how filthy that sounded? I had to teach him how to kiss a guy before this shot.
And this is the nod to Breakfast Club. They freeze. And then we go into a hard rock version of the song.
That's right. And ladies and gentlemen, you have just sort of watched Easy A.
That's right. So thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Go to sleep. That's it.
Have some cereal.
Watch it again. And next time we do a movie, we promise to videotape our documentary or commentary for you.
Next time we do a movie, Will. Oh.
Don't wait for that. Thanks, everybody. Hope you enjoyed it.
Bye.
sunshine.